This is 7:18 and it's time for our weekly Power Savers Chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
Okay, so we're talking about new solar installation standards today.
We are. So, yep, the new solar AS5833 installation standard has been released. So the most anticipated news was, for the first time, the ability to exclude the rooftop isolator from a solar system. And this has been a problem for well over a decade. We've spoken about this many times, haven't we, Darren?
Yep.
So there's a little white plastic box which contained a DC switch mounted near the solar array on the roof. These were meant to give emergency services the means to isolate the DC power from the solar panels from the inverter, basically de-energising the cable between the solar panels and the inverter.
Right.
Problem was, emergency services never actually used them, and in most cases were trained not to. So this little white plastic box would degrade in the sun, leak water, and then would then short-circuit the DC energy and catch fire.
Okay, yeah. So it's sort of defeating the purpose.
It is. It was there for emergency services, but it's actually responsible for the most call-outs for emergency services. So this is why we started using our SolarEdge product, as we cannot have rooftop fire isolator fires. As the arc detection in the optimizers, you know, that senses the issue, turns off the solar panels individually and emails us.
Right.
Says there's a problem on the roof. Plus, we use aluminium isolators, not plastic ones, which are designed to last longer than solar panels are.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So, you know, sounds like good news, doesn't it, about no isolators? But, well, it is and it isn't. We can scrap the rooftop isolators as long as we can maintain 600 mil of clearance between the cables and the ceiling. Or if we run the cables within the eaves. So this means, Darren, an awful lot of houses will still have to legally use an isolator.
Right.
Basically any house with a flat roof or any with a cathedral ceiling.
Okay.
But wait, there's more.
Okay.
If we choose not to use a rooftop isolator, we have to draw a map showing the layout of the DC cables and where the DC disconnector is located. So while it would be much more sensible just to run cables straight to the inverter, yep, we still have to put it in. Guess what it is? Another white plastic box with some plugs in it that we can pull apart.
Right.
So, yes, there is circumstances where we do not need to use DC isolators, but the opportunity has been muddied by warm and fuzzy bureaucracy. Another example of madness is they want a special drain valve installed to allow water to come out of the conduits. Another plastic doohickey that will fester in the sun and fail. While good operators used to use what we call a drip loop, and it's just a loop in the conduit to make it the lowest point for water to collect in, and then right. You can drill a tiny little weep hole for the water to escape out of. So, like, pretty basic stuff. Drilling weep holes is considered best practice for every other area of electrical, except solar, where we were told we weren't allowed to do this, which often led to weep holes being hidden, so inspectors couldn't see them.
Right, okay.
But as we know, water eventually gets into everything over time. But it's not an issue if it can find its way back out again and not be given a chance to build up. I often wonder if inviting manufacturers to be part of these standards creation boards that, you know, hasn't turned into a product lobbying free-for-all. Some of these changes seem to be device-driven instead of solution-driven. So, look, you imagine it, Darren. Like, every day there's a stupid amount of solar being commissioned every single day.
Mm.
And if you can somehow get your product mandated to be part of every single one of those installs, it's big. We're talking big dollars.
Happy days.
Yeah. But there has been some good stuff, though, Darren. It's not all bad news. The 600-volt limit has been DC limit has been removed from domestic buildings, which for us means we can start using the SolarEdge bigger three-phase inverters again for larger homes. The wattage limits for optimizers has been dropped, which means we don't have to play the word salad in labelling to use optimizers, which were there for safety in the first place. Some bad news, though, if you wanted to install a pole mount or a ground-mounted array, they have to have restricted access, which in all likelihood will require a padlock fence around the solar panels or some very inventive conduit and ductwork.
Right.
Now, that's going to price a lot of people out of that option of having freestanding solar panels out in the paddock, for example.
Yeah.
Probably will be a way around it. We just haven't worked it out yet. But this is probably the only good news here is there is a six-month lead-in period for this new standard. So if you do want a ground-mounted solar array, it might be a time to press the button on that while the restricted access rules are not so black and white. For the next few days, I'll be going over the standard with a fine-tooth comb, looking for more little nuggets of the good, bad and the ugly. I haven't inspected the labelling section yet, but I imagine it will be yet more stickers.
Right.
Yeah. I once asked a customer, Darren, that what do all these labels mean to you? And he replied, I don't understand any of them.
No.
And it makes two of us. But I asked him what he would like to see, and his reply was he just wanted to see how to turn it on and off safely.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Which was actually there, but it was just one label swimming around in a sea of other labels.
Yeah, right.
And I'm genuinely starting to believe you can label something up to the point it becomes dangerous. Labeling is meant to be clear, concise, easy to follow.
Yep.
But somewhere along the line, you know, we've moved beyond that to labels being on top of labels that even make tradesmen like myself think twice about what they're trying to convey. Yeah. Most of the industry just despairs with the Australian standards processes at the moment. They don't listen to the people at the coalface. No, they don't really talk to the industry. They are heavily lobbied and infiltrated by manufacturers these days. Too many competing interests sit on these boards, and as such, we just keep getting nonsense thrown into the installation rules. It shouldn't have taken 10 years of lobbying to get rid of the rooftop isolator, but even now the methodology to remove it has been bastardised to the point it's probably going to make more sense for us with our solar edge systems and aluminium isolators to just keep using them. So there you go. There it is, the new solar installation standard.
Well, lucky there are people like you who read all this stuff and are up to date with the rules and regs, because most people, as you said, just want to know, how do I turn it on and how do I turn it off safely?
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, DMS Energy, 56 Sheffield Road, Spraydon, 1300 502 599. On the Facey, if you have any questions.
That's us, yep. You can find us on Facebook. Just look for DMS Energy or all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au.
Good stuff. Catch you next week.
Cheers, mate.